All right, I've got something special for you here for Sunday, January 10th, 2021. This is a faith update about the current situation. So I'm entitling it a faith update. This is about God and Jesus Christ and the Bible and what's going on right now. I was praying last night, sitting in a chair, praying out loud for guidance and for the defeat of evil. And some realizations hit me hard after that prayer. And I want to share those with you here. And also, I decided tonight, before recording this, I decided to quite literally take one of my Bibles here. This is the Holy Bible NIV edition that was given to me. What is this? Zondervan, you know, New International Version Bible. And I decided to just literally flip it to a page that I was drawn to. I mean, just actually flipping through it, and it just opened. And it took me to this verse, Romans chapter 16, verse 17. It drew me right to that verse that I want to read for you here and then share some of the thoughts that hit me during my prayer yesterday. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you, but I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And that's verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. So, wow, this is such an important verse for us to look at right now. And, you know, I'm no Bible scholar whatsoever. So I didn't even know that. I mean, I didn't even know that Romans was towards the end of the Bible here. I mean, I literally just opened and flipped to it. That's how little I know about Bible scripture. But wow, look what this says. So this tells me a couple of things. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. It means that our pathway should be rooted in peace and not violence. That acts of violence are not going to get us to a place of living in a free and fair society. And it reminds me of what I mentioned the other day, that the new civil rights movement in our world is going to be the civil rights of conservatives and Christians. And that we should seriously consider modeling that after many of the tactics of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who marched in peace to demand equal rights recognition for people of color. Well, so the Civil Rights Act of 1964 said that no business can discriminate against people of color, but there was never any protection for people who are conservative or people who are Christians, or even for white people for that matter. Isn't that interesting? So corporations, and this is what we're seeing right now with big tech and its censorship, they can censor you for having conservative thought. They can literally censor you in a university for being white. They can fire you from your job for being a Christian. But the answer to this is not to rise up in violence, but rather to rely on the God of peace, who will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. It means that God is on our side. God is not with the abortionists. God is not with the child transgenderism pushers, the genital mutilators. God is not with the pedophiles and the child traffickers and the deceivers and the corrupt and the Satanists. And that's just describing, you know, Congress. I mean, I haven't even gotten to Hollywood yet and how crazy that is. But God is not with them. Jesus is not with them. Lord Jesus is with us. And again, at the top of the verse, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teachings that you have learned. So, you know, what have we learned even with a very basic understanding of God and Jesus Christ? And you know, I consider myself only to have a basic understanding because I'm not a Bible scholar. You know, I'm not a pastor. But even in the basic understanding, we have learned that human consciousness is sacred and divine, and that we, the people, are created in the image of God, and that our rights come from God, not from even the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, nor any government. So any pastor of a church that is now saying that you must surrender to the authority of government is, in fact, contrary to the teachings that we have learned. Or any church that is saying you must surrender to the vaccines that contain aborted human fetal tissue, they are contradictory to what we've learned. And again, verse 18, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. That's right. Their own appetites. And that's a curious word. I wonder about the translation, the word appetites. You know, it seems to speak to people's craving for money and power and sex and perversion and all of those things that you find in the Jeffrey Epstein files, probably the pedophilia, the lust for power. And what we see today, the looting of America with the stimulus money, the coming massive bailouts of Democrat cities and Democrat states. You know, Biden is promising to print trillions of dollars if he gets into power to hand out to the Democrats. So yes, those people have, quote, their own appetites. And then by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. How much have we seen this now all across America? There are people who voted for Biden and people who think that the Democrats are the party of tolerance, even as the Democrats are following in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler and practicing fascism and book burning. And, you know, with the mass censorship effort that's underway to deplatform everyone, they're trying to take Parler even off of the Amazon computing platform, AWS. They're trying to remove everyone who is a conservative, even when they had nothing to do whatsoever with the so-called raid on the Capitol, which was led by leftists, it turns out, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But they deceive the minds of naive people, and this is what we're seeing all across America. I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. So what that means is, at least I think what that means is, I want you to be wise about what is good means I want you to practice discernment so that you choose a path that is consistent with the principles of being a good person, of being a moral person, of being a person of God, a representative of God's ideas. And then it says, quote, and innocent about what is evil. What that means is that you shouldn't have to become an expert in what is evil, because you shouldn't, you know, he's saying, I think, that you shouldn't have to confront all of these evils, that no one should have to become an expert on pedophilia, for example. It almost harms the psyche to follow it, to study it, even when you're trying to end it. You know, you're trying to track down the pedophiles or the child traffickers, for example. Then you become damaged in simply witnessing the evil that some, you know, non-God people, you know, followers of Satan, are pursuing. And it's a horrible world when so many people have to become well-informed about the horrors of the Satan side of things, you know, the child trafficking, the child mutilation, the deception, the murder, the lies, all of that that represents what Democrats do, and especially Democrats in positions of power. So, again, that's just it's a very short passage there, but I think there's a lot, especially about discernment. So I've even mentioned a similar thought the other day about how when we're getting information about the current situation, what's going on, you know, rumors are flying like crazy, like never before. Rumors all day, all night. I mean, so many rumors. Oh, Trump's going to give a presentation. He's going to have a speech. He's going to declass everything. Pelosi's been arrested. Pence has been assassinated or executed. You know, all these kinds of rumors are flying all over the place. We have to practice discernment, which I understand is very difficult because we know the mainstream media is constantly lying to us. So we have to seek out alternative information sources. But even in those alternative ecosystems, it's very important to take a look at information and understand or at least make a good assessment of what's real versus fake. And one of the things that you can look at is the information anonymous? Because the trolls that come in and try to deceive everyone, they always post anonymously. And so a lot of the so-called good news posts, like, oh my God, we've got it. It's, you know, in 27 minutes, Trump is going to shut down the internet and arrest 537,000 people, you know, and it's an anonymous post because no one would put their name on that because it's fiction. So the first thing is you can look for the names of people who are putting out information. Is it a real person? Because at least they're putting somewhat of their reputation behind it. And, you know, when you listen to my podcast, you know my name's Mike Adams, and that's my real name. It's not a fake name. And when you hear, you know, Jeffrey Prather, that's his real name. That's who he really is. And other analysts who are doing this, you know it's a real person. You know, Steve Quayle and so on. Whoever you listen to. So I think that's always very important. And then secondly, try to look at whether they have a motivation that is aligned with your values. So somebody who has been out there in the world just profit, 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 I mean like money and greed, and then they come along and they say, well, oh, I've got all the answers now. I've got an inside source from the White House who says, you know, there's going to be whatever is going to happen. But if it looks like they're just doing it to try to get clicks, you know, clickbait type of stuff, then that's usually not a good source. So practice discernment and also critical thinking at all times. And it doesn't mean that anybody is right all the time, obviously, especially with all the secrecy and all the deliberate disinformation that's out there right now. It's hard for anybody to be accurate. And even in my own work here, I honestly believe that Trump would have acted before now. So I don't know what has happened. I don't know if his key personnel have been assassinated from the inside or something. I mean, that's just conjecture. I don't know. I don't know if Trump has any options remaining. But I seriously thought he was going to act long before now, i.e. like January 7th or something. But he hasn't. So I don't know. I don't know what that means or what his situation is. Okay, now, in terms of the prayer that I was voicing yesterday and the realization that hit me on that, it is that too often people think that they themselves have all the answers and that they themselves can save the world. And one of the things that I think is happening here is that too many people are looking to Trump, a human being, one man, to say, Trump, save us. And from a divine perspective, from God's perspective, Trump has only been a vehicle of God's work, but Trump is not the God. And the message that I got on this is that God doesn't want you to worship Trump. God doesn't want you to think that Trump saved the world. God wants you to know for certain that it is God that intervened and saved the world, that it is a divine intervention, not one man. And, you know, Trump is working in alignment with, I think, the goals of what God wants for America, which is to return to its Christian roots and to reject Satanism and abortion and all these other, you know, forms of violence against children and so on, pedophilia, all of that. And Trump has been working in alignment with that. I mean, how many pedophile traffic networks has he exposed during his time in office? And he has tried to protect the church and to protect free speech. He's tried in so many ways and has succeeded in so many ways. And he's put, you know, anti-abortion justices on the bench at the Supreme Court. Not that SCOTUS can be trusted, as we found out recently, but at least Trump is doing his part. But God wants us to understand that it is only after we see no hope from the hands of men that most of us can finally realize that it is only God that can save us from evil. And the only way to get most people to that place is to convince them that they've lost everything, that there are no other options except divine intervention. And that's what this is, I believe. So that when there is intervention, whether that's before the 20th or after the 20th or what, when there is divine intervention, and we the people are set free once again, and evil is defeated, perhaps through something that seems miraculous, we will know with certainty that it was the hand of God that moved against evil. And when that happens, people will drop to the ground and praise their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People will rededicate their lives to Christ. And this would spark a revival across America and much of the world, in fact, and it would lead people back to God in a way that has not been seen in our lifetimes or for many, many generations. America has been moving away from God for, you know, generations. And the only thing that I think can bring people back to God in a convincing way is a demonstration of miraculous intervention that saves us from evil. You know, deliver us from evil. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You know, the Lord's Prayer. Deliver us from evil. And if we think that we're going to be delivered from evil because of some, you know, language in the Constitution or some technicality loophole in an executive order or something, then we are hunting in the wrong place. God does not, he does not lead us to believe that we are going to be saved by legal language. We can only be saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, period. And so we are being driven to the point where you must choose faith over men. And there's nothing wrong with believing in Trump, but Trump is just a man. He is not a divine being. Even if he does everything right, he is a great man, you could say a courageous man, but he is not God. God wants us to have faith because it is only in the faith that we can truly come to appreciate the awakening and the revival and the movement back to God and Christian principles that is necessary to save our world from evil. That is why we are being driven to this hour of seeming despair and desperation. Only at that hour will people recognize that it is God that saved us. So that's the message that I got from that. And just as in Congress, where we are having a sorting out of traitors versus patriots, and we saw that on January 6th, the traitors signed their names onto the fraudulent Biden electoral votes. The patriots resisted it and objected to it, and there were very, very few. Just a couple of dozen in the House, and I think 7 U.S. senators, and that's it. But just as that is happening, there is also a sorting out right now of people who are surrendering versus people of faith. If you are able to keep the faith in God, that God is our protector and that God can deliver us from evil. In fact, it is only God who can deliver us from evil. Then you will be among those of faith, recognized and rewarded for understanding above and beyond this 3D world, this world of you know, written language and the thoughts of men and the actions of men, you will have transcended that to the world of spiritual truth, where God is king and God reigns over all the actions of men. And by men, I mean humankind, I mean men and women as well. God is king, not Biden, not Trump, not the Queen of England, nothing. God is king. So that's the message that I got, which perhaps seems, I mean, in my own view, maybe somewhat profound from someone who knows nothing about Bible scripture and doesn't attend church. But, you know, God speaks to us all in different ways. And if we are people who are open to his message and open to faith, then we can be touched and reached with, I think, very important messages of awakening. All right, so that's the faith update here for January 10th. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger, a person of faith. And I tell you what, you know, I am going to read the entire Bible. You know, I'm committing to that. I'm going to read it. Maybe not in chronological order. I mean, not front to back, but more maybe in an order that makes more sense. I'm going to read the entire Bible, and that's my commitment to God and to you and to myself, to our spiritual journey. It's insane that I'm in my 50s and I've never read the Bible. That's just crazy. And it just tells you that our world has become far too secular and too isolated. This should have been taught in high school. You know what I mean? We should have been studying this our whole lives. So I'm going to do that now. It's never too late to read the Bible. You can start today. You can read one page a day. You know, it's never too late to get closer to God. And so that's my commitment to you. No matter what happens here, this is where our salvation is found, is with God and in the Bible, not in society, not in politics, not in money, not in popularity, not in Facebook likes. You know, Facebook's just going to become basically an echo chamber of demons anyway, since they're banning everybody who's good. So I thank you for listening today, for, you know, this unusual message for me to post a faith update. But I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for your support. And I will have other updates for you as well. I've got, I think, one more update coming to you today on the overreaction of the left and how they are terrorizing conservatives from this day forward. So look for that as well on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.